1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Paul Whelan, grateful to be back on U.S. soil after 5.5 years in a Russian prison.
I just say thank you to everybody. You know, thank you for all your prayers, your good wishes. Thanks for doing everything you did. It all helped.
That was as he and two other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, arrived at a military base near San Antonio to receive physicals and to begin the reintroduction process. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the prisoner swap deal that brought them home was months in the making.
This was the United States of America at its best, working with our allies to bring our people home safe and also to help free freedom fighters, Russians who have fought for democracy in their country and who had been thrown in prison for treason or worse. To be able to be a part of that was truly one of the most extraordinary honors of my life.
This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Disabled voters in Wisconsin who want to will be able to get absentee ballots by email for now. A Madison judge declined a request to block his own order yesterday. Judge Everett Mitchell says it's a case of disability rights. The ruling is headed to an appeals court. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nina's Maddie Wanamaker will compete for gold in the Paris 2024 Olympics on Saturday. She and the rest of the USA Women's 8 rowing team will join Australia, Canada, Great Britain, Italy, and Romania in the finals. Wanamaker is a 2013 graduate of Nina High School and is competing in her second Olympics. After 173 years, the Wisconsin State Fair still draws thousands of people to West Allis each year. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, says they keep changing with the times.
We're really starting to dip into comedians on our State Fair main stage and really just trying to bring in new things. We have a karaoke stage this year. We have a game room. Just some really different things that keep fairgoers coming back year after year. But then they're also coming for those same amazing traditions like the giant slide and a cream puff.
This year's State Fair continues through the 11th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans, so for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here, Mino and the Mayor, on a beautiful Friday morning, heading to a great hot weekend. A couple more about what you got started on today's National Beer Day. I got this one from Mark Adlerbrow. I had never heard of that.
Where's that?
It looks like Appleton. From Appleton. Oh. Rich, my buddy, says Schlitz. Patty says PBR. Now, I've got someone here that I have a little bit of a bone to pick with. Ashley McDermott from Heights Pub and Parlor.
Just dives right into it.
Of which I remember yesterday I said it was really hot and I stopped in for a cold beer.
You, what's the bone to pick? They charged you?
Here's the bone to pick. Okay, what did I say? What did I say was my biggest problem this morning that I was so upset about?
You don't have any money.
Besides that.
Your hair's too short.
Besides that.
You gained 2 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I put up with this every morning. How would you like to see? I start my day with a gratitude list. And I was telling my wife, we go to the fridge, you know, and get the ice and the water without opening the fridge, which is a good thing, by the way, to help my diet. Mm. But I said, do you realize how many people can't do this in the world, not in the country? But you know what I mean? Like, I was grateful for that cold glass of ice water. And John, but you start off like negative. And I think you should be thankful.
Yeah.
Beautiful studio. Yeah. Sitting next to your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And your other best friend.
Ashley. I was talking about Ashley.
No, so here's the deal.
Let's get to it.
I got sabotaged by both of you people. And the reason I say this, he told me he was making me some chili. He had some leftover. He had hot dogs and chili.
I didn't say chili. I said I'm making hot dogs and
turns out it was
beans.
All beans, which are loaded with carbs, and I'm on a no-carb diet. Okay? So I come to your place yesterday. Okay? Stop in. Two lovely ladies, Heather and Chelsea. Cassie. Working there. I said, you know, I'm not in the mood for a Bud Light or a Busch Light or a Coors Light or what other good light beer do you have? I just want something different, really refreshing, you know. And they said, what about Spotted Cow Light? And I said, oh, I didn't know Spotted Cow made a light beer. And they're like, oh, sure they do. Ashley, does Spotted Cow make a light beer?
No.
No!
They don't. Was I okay?
Oh my God!
I even said
a lighter
that.
Beer.
In the producer booth.
Right. Oh, I was going insane
in
there.
Awesome.
Like Spotted Cow is probably one of the lightest beers that are on our tap.
But you don't have a Spotted Cow light.
They're like, this guy's never gonna know.
Well,
slurring
what
his
would
words.
That even be?
Now I know why I put on 2 pounds.
I
don't know if it was the beer. Like, well, what did you have before that?
His baked bean salad.
You know what she probably said, John? Because you're not a very good listener. She probably said, I want to let this. We got the right beer for you. Because you're looking for something different, right?
Yeah.
So she probably said, we got the right beer.
Well, I said.
And you said, it's a light beer.
Right instead of light.
Right.
No.
And you heard that and you've been holding on to that for.
Yeah.
They have great customer service there.
Wonderful.
And
fantastic.
And they listen to their customers.
If they would tell the truth.
Well, I will say, I'm going to take Johnny's side on this now, actually.
Thank you.
Because, no, just wait. I
I'm taking your side. Just wait. It might not go your way.
No, we had a waiter. Great guy. Taller.
Oh, Matt. Yeah.
Matt. Awesome.
He's took giant.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like 6'7" or something.
Yeah, he's tall. He is tall. It's super nice. And I ordered, I'm like, hey, the boneless chicken wings. He said, I had garlic and Parmesan. Yeah. And I said, how are those? He goes, no, they're good. No, that a lot. They were so, I went out with Johnny
that night. I was sitting right next to him. And that's not, I had my root canal, so I couldn't eat anything.
He could have said.
I couldn't eat anything.
Matt might have said to him, they're good, but they're strong. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it, and.
Don't go home and try to kiss your wife after you
have. No, I can, no. She almost kicked me out of the car.
I had to sit next to him at the Meyer Theater right after this. I asked him to move. There was an empty seat. I asked him to move one over. So I didn't want people to think I was, because he was sweating. He always sweats. And his sweat was smelling like
that's
garlic.
That's not true. I do sweat.
That is true. Oh, which part of that is not true?
All right. All right.
Okay. Did you even say you could smell it on your clothes?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm not denying it. Yeah. I just, that, anyway, you have great product, and maybe I'd tell Matt next time. I'll take care of it, but I just got to say, Matt, buddy, I need to be forewarned on this. God. What he should have said was, hey, are you doing anything tonight after this?
Social event.
Social event.
Sitting in an auditorium. You're going to be in an auditorium with 400 people.
Right. Are you going to be with 400 people in a pretty confined area for the next 3 hours? If you would have said that. But
while you sweat.
Now, hang on, Jim. We can take a chapter out of your book and find the good in this.
Yes,
if you think you're about to go on a terrible day tonight, swing by the Heights and have those garlic Parmesan.
Yeah,
I like that. Well, speaking of which, you guys have changed your menu, right?
Well, our new menu is going to start August 6th.
Okay.
Oh, so coming up.
We will be closed on Monday so the kitchen can gear up for the new menu. Okay. And then, we'll start rolling it out on the
What are
6th.
Some? Okay, I'm a little disappointed in one other thing, though.
What?
I heard my favorite thing might not be on the lunch menu anymore.
What's your favorite
Turkey
thing?
Turkey
wrap. Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
All right.
But that's why? So yesterday.
Turkey wraps? I love turkey wraps. I feel like they're healthy.
Well, yeah. But you got the carbs. I mean, you just said you can't have carbs.
Well, no, there's no. But the thing
is, shouldn't. Don't eat the candy. Shouldn't.
It's got bacon.
Right.
They're delicious.
They are good.
All right.
They are good.
So, what are some of the new things you're going to have then?
So we'll have like some of the same items, right? We're going to have some salads. We're going to add in maybe some duck. Some
duck.
Okay. Some salmon.
Excellent.
Great.
And I think our fish, we might be throwing in some walleye.
Nice. I like that.
And
this all sounds great so far.
I think prime rib, if that sounds right. So, yeah. So,
you know, we can eat prime rib on the no carb diet. There's no carbs in prime rib.
I'm waiting for Kathy.
We're going to be having Oktoberfest beers because we're talking about beer. And
today is National Beer Day, you know.
I know. Yes. And I'm hoping when I go to work that there's a couple of taps that are like empty so we can switch them over.
Wait. Are you an Oconto girl?
Oconto Falls.
So you must have grew up on Oconto beer.
Actually, I'm originally from Iowa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's fine.
Corn beer.
Do they
corn
still make
beer.
I got this from Todd. Are the spinach artichokes still on the menu?
They are.
Excellent.
All right. Oh, good.
Okay. We're there, Todd.
Todd raised his hands in triumph. Right. Do they still make Oconto beer? I don't think so, right?
I would hope not.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
It's right from the river.
It doesn't even sound appeasing to me.
Ashley is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. Amanda is here to talk about what's going on this weekend.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
There's a lot going on.
All right, we got a fabulous flamingo bar walk in Oshkosh. All right, it's going to be tomorrow at 12. Basically, they're just going to go around to all the bars, drink all the beers, wear pink or a flamingo suit. I thought that was interesting. I thought it was cool. If you head out to Nina over at Vinland Farm Company, they are having a sunflowers in bloom. So if you need new Instagram pictures, that's where you go.
Nice.
Of course, we got Packers Family Night. Everyone knows it's Packers Family Night tomorrow.
Are we giving away more tickets? I know we've given away some packets.
No.
Tosses, no.
So Congratulations to Gail and Olivia for winning.
Okay.
And then the Winnebago County Fair over in Oshkosh. You can play the coin pusher game. Right, Todd? No, he's not listening. Well, I was talking to him about it last night.
It's a state fair, because Dennis isn't here today. He's performing.
He's performing at the state fair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his schedule over the past week?
No, but that state fair is awesome. I hope people are going to that.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, that's.
But he went from Merrill to Escanaba to Milwaukee to Madison, and they don't stay overnight. They just drive. It's crazy, the stamina. Yeah. I've never been to the State Fair.
I haven't been in 20 years, so okay. I have no idea what to expect anymore.
I've always wanted a fried Snickers bar. You ever have a fried Snickers bar?
That does sound delicious. That loves Snickers.
Sounds better than the Oreo.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Because it gets gooey. Totally. It'll get gooey in the middle. Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. That is anything on a stick. That is.
Honestly. Yes.
By the way, you've got this. Oconto Beer made a comeback to celebrate 150 years with help from Ale Asylum in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Well, you know, actually, I went to the Iowa State Fair quite a bit. Did you do that?
That's a very cool one. I like that.
Because this is the time of year you got to take your kid to college. One of my kids went to Drake, so we'd stop in there and chill for a couple of days. So.
Very nice.
Yes, that State Fair in Milwaukee is a really, really good one. You know, Krispy Kremes and, you know, it's a little bit of a food fest.
They have they had a whole list of the foods that they're serving this year, and I don't remember any of them. I just remember going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because some of those flavors do not sound like they should mix.
Try it.
Well, did you ever have the fried pickles? I've never had a fried pickle. Or breaded pickles or something like that.
The appetizer? Those are delicious.
We have them at Heights, and they're so delicious.
We had them that night.
We did? I did. I had that tooth problem, remember?
Oh, the spotted cow. He can't get over that.
That's right. You just drank.
Spotted cow.
Well, that's pretty much every
night. I drank
night.
To kill the pain, Jim.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm dying over
Sorry, you have to be part of
All right, go ahead. I apologize for him. But all right, go ahead.
Okay. All right. What else? I got two more. So over in Oshkosh, they are doing a chalk art contest in the downtown area.
Oh, cool.
Fun.
So definitely check it out because I can barely make a straight line with chalk. I don't know how they do any of that with chalk.
But that is a great place to do it. Why, Jim?
Because it's National Coloring Book Day.
No, besides that, why?
It really is.
Why is Oshkosh the perfect place to have chalk art contests?
Well, they just, I don't know, because they got it going on.
Because they got the biggest, you told us when we were there, they got the biggest sidewalks.
Oh, I think that because they have nice wide sidewalks in Oshkosh.
And they're clean.
Yes.
That's the first thing you said when we were there.
I like their infrastructure. I think it's very good and very accommodating, pedestrian friendly, encourages people to get out and walk. And,
I know. Our new Wisco bureau chief and Todd are going to be there tomorrow. So we're going to see some pictures.
Cool.
Ooh.
So check our socials for that. And then finally, there is a car and bike wash fundraiser for All Bands on Deck at State Street Pub in Green Bay.
Cool.
And I brought this up because I don't see like car washes anymore. Like the fundraiser car washes.
Yeah.
You're right. No.
Like the pom-pom team is doing a car wash.
Yeah. The high school girls.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You don't see that anymore.
You don't see kids just like throwing buckets of water.
Maybe because they're attracted to many dirty old men who, you know what I mean? Seriously. Yep.
And maybe, I don't know.
Jim, you're pointing at Jim.
No. I'm in a club wash thing.
No.
I do that club wash thing. I go every week. It's great.
Okay.
$40. That's 40
bucks a week?
No, a month.
Oh, okay.
42.
I was like, that's an expensive car. Like,
you better be getting your wheels like shined and waxed.
Right?
They're unbelievable.
You better have a bikini girl like wiping down that car.
Or boy.
I mean, I guess.
Well, you can go both. Sure. Ways.
So, hey,
I wonder how much money you and I'd make if we did a car wash here.
We might enjoy a girl.
I want to say,
if you and I wore tank tops and bike shorts.
No.
We're talking about like young, fit men.
Now, hey, Nan.
Wow.
We always had car washes in high school.
I'm sorry.
We're one of the three.
We're not here to kink shame,
We're
guys.
Men.
I'm sorry.
All right.
We did car washes all the time around Cali.
Did you? That's what I mean. Those kind you don't see much anymore.
But they didn't have club wash either or PDQ. Yeah. So, you know,
Maybe
I don't know. The market has changed.
Could be how much people would pay to not have you dress in shorts and do
a
car wash.
Wow.
Okay.
Ashley, say something really good about the Heights Pub this weekend.
We're picking up a sponsor.
Stop into Heights this week and get your last favorite dish, maybe. I mean, you don't know if it's going to be there or not, so make sure and stop in and get your favorites before the new fall menu begins on Tuesday.
I might stop in tonight for a turkey wrap.
Okay.
And a...
Wait, turkey avocado bacon panini, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And what, you know, I'm
John
would
know all
it.
Those words.
A spotted cow light? Yes. Thank you, Ashley. We love the Heights Pub right here in Washington
Great
Street. Love
ranch.
It.
Thank you, guys.
Back with more, Rick.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Always fun having Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor and right here on Washington Street. Great place to go for lunch. Great place to go for happy hour. Great place to just hang out and watch a Brewers game at night. Really love having them as a sponsor.
A lot of great places in Green Bay, but there is a great, great place down in Hilbert. Right on B&BB. And B&B, that's St. John.
Yes.
Okay, right. All right, I've been.
Go Wolves.
Yep.
Hilbert Wolves.
Hilbert Wolves, baby. That's right.
We love, this is great that you guys are here today because you're checking two boxes for us. You know, we're very locally driven, what's going on in the community. Mm-hmm. And we love featuring a small business, whether they're around for years or not, but just the success and the challenges of a small business. And we want people to promote that. Plus, you got the music side too. So you are doing two things for us today. Yeah. I want to talk first about the business side of you. And first, I got to introduce your, is this your wife? Or?
It is. Yep. This is my wife, Dana. Yeah.
So it's Eric and Dana Krieger.
That's right.
And you guys own the Crystal and Revel Dance Academy in Hobart.
Right.
Not Hobart.
Hilbert. It's close. It starts with an H, ends with a T.
That's all right. About as close as we can get with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I that's the first time I've ever butchered a name.
No, okay.
Or a street or a town, anything.
Yeah, it's right. Usually our last name. So
okay,
that's
so
fine.
I did.
I asked that Krieger Kruger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We go by both.
Isn't there some kind of like Mueller and Miller like in certain counties? Exactly. It's like one county, it's and that's the same thing with
right,
your
you
name,
go
right?
Across the street. It's like, wait a minute.
Exactly. Yep.
So tell us what you bought. And what you did with it.
Yeah, so the Crystal Ballroom, we took over in May of 2023. It was built in 1928.
Wow.
So very historic, beautiful venue. A lot
so
of history
dance hall
there.
Type things? Or?
Dance hall, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it started as, actually it was like a general store back in the day, and they rebuilt it and turned in this ballroom. There was, you know, weddings and, you know, community gatherings and ballroom dancing. Concerts, big band concerts, polka bands. We're actually having one tomorrow. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, bringing that back. So we took it over in May of 23. We primarily do weddings. We do ballroom dancing weekly. We do line dancing weekly. Well, it's really more monthly now.
What an awesome venue.
Yeah, it's
because
fantastic.
People, and for weddings, you kind of want to go to some place that's kind of cool, right? I mean, that's where you see these farms becoming yes. weddings and just different venues. And those old historic ballrooms. Is that upstairs? Or?
Correct.
It is. Okay.
The ballroom is upstairs. Revel Dance Academy is Dana's youth dance studio downstairs.
All right.
So the wedding venue itself, like to your point, it's very just historic, big, tall ceilings,
right.
chandeliers. It's,
right.
Wow. It's history. You walk in there and it takes your breath away.
Right.
And that shows the how important that. Those kind of buildings were back then because little Hilbert of, what, 1,000 people?
If that.
If
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Right.
Builds this palace of a place. So right. I can see that yeah. being such a showpiece for these outlying areas
yes.
that they're really proud of, I'll bet, huh?
Absolutely. Very it's the, much, it's yeah. been a you know a known gem of the little community, of this little town of St. John, which is technically Hilbert. It's
sure.
just right outside Littleburg.
Right.
But, yeah, you pull around that corner of B&BB, and you see this building and all the history. Like I said, you walk in that front door, just from the outside, too, Dana says, it kind of brings you back almost like to a New Orleans
yeah.
vibe of
love
this
it.
Historic.
In 28... I mean, those were good years.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating the Northland Hotel, which is, you know, right on the other side of Schreiber.
Right.
Is celebrating the 100th anniversary this year, 1924. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I mean, there was some good building going on.
Yes.
A very historic building that a lot of it, unfortunately, whatever, in the 60s, 70s, yeah. were just... But I want to go
70s
back.
Especially.
Right.
Yeah,
having
right,
been in real estate,
you're right. It's
we,
more
we
70s.
Both walked into
you're
these
right.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
it's
houses 70s. In Green Bay.
Right. Yep.
That these big paper presidents or whatever, and would be the most ornate, beautiful trim, like black oak trim. and it'll be orange and blue and green. You could just tell a different era in the 70s what colors they were painted. But so for you, you had something.
Carpeting.
Absolutely. Yep.
But I'll give you a lot of credit. I mean, restoring costs more than building new. I mean, that's no secret. I mean, it's so much cheaper. Oh, let's just raise it. And you know, my house is old, and I like that. There's a maintenance cost to it, but what a cool place to offer that venue.
For sure. For people. And we also do want to give credit where credit is due, too. The previous owners did a lot of the restoration, and they took it over in 97. Paul and Lisa Lauer really ran the place for 30 years, put their heart and soul into it. You know, they kind of took, there was actually like, it was used as a warehouse for a little bit in between the ballroom. And then there was like a tavern for a minute, and then they came in and they turned it into what it is today.
Wow. Okay.
So now we have really taken the torch, and now we shepherd the maintenance of it. And we do a little bit of remodeling here and there. We're doing some freshening up, but to your point, we're keeping the charm of it because we don't want to get in there and put up orange paint and shake carpeting everywhere. Okay.
And then you downstairs, you have the dance studio.
Correct.
And you, without sounding sexist, you appear to be a dancer.
Oh, well, thank you.
And, but you are, but I'm right.
See, usually people confuse us. And they,
I didn't say that to you.
Right.
I did not say that to you. Uh-huh. So what do you teach? What kind of dancing?
So it's pretty much a variety of all genres besides ballroom at this time. So hip hop, ballet, modern, contemporary, lyrical, jazz, and tap.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of everything. Some of the kiddos like really getting into the palms and the cheer. We also offer that as well.
That is a one-stop fits all there. That's awesome.
But that is a great like date night thing, right? I mean, people want to get, and I took that not from you, but that dancing is, that can be fun.
Yes, it can.
Absolutely.
Ballroom dancing?
Yeah. Does the bar open?
The bar is, we have a full bar. So to your, I think what you're thinking, what I'm thinking, liquid courage.
Absolutely.
When you have two left feet like I do.
But that is
I would need liquid courage just to watch him ballroom dance. Todd, you with me on that one? Thank you. Todd, just give a big thumbs up.
Yeah. So how can people get in contact with you? And Hilbert's not that far, or St. John. I mean, it's very drivable. And
Especially from here, right down 3257.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you hang right on B and you get to BB and you can find the, so again, both businesses are right in the same location. Very easy to find. The crystalwisconsin.com is our website, and the reveldanceacademy.com has more information about the youth dance and the gymnastics. Again, and then, you know, for wedding booking information, it's all right there. And the social ballroom dancing, the line dancing, it's a one-stop shop.
I'd love to try line dancing. I'll be honest with you.
We have it tonight.
Come on out tonight.
Beginner night. It's not really dancing. You know what I mean? It's more of just kind of stepping the right way.
Yeah.
Stepping,
yes.
I could step. I can't dance, but I could step.
I'm glad you said the word beginners. Mm-hmm. You have a beginning class, so.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe to see John.
Very, very much geared towards people who need to learn how to use their right foot and their left foot properly.
That's right.
So if you're not familiar with any steps, it's very, very basic.
So before you show up, make sure you put an L on one foot with a marker and R
on the other.
So you know which one.
Sometimes we'll put a sticker on one so you know which
one. What's the most popular dance that, and from the youth to people a little bit older, what's the most popular thing sought after? I know you offer quite a variety there, which I think is awesome.
Honestly, it ebbs and flows. It kind of changes with the trends. A lot of what you see on social media or whatever the TV shows are doing, a lot of times that's what's popular. We'll notice one year the hip hop and jazz is really kick in, and then the following year, ballet seems to be really what's pushing.
You're probably too old for this, but did you guys ever watch Big Daddy Don Cornelius Soul Train out of Detroit in the 70s?
I've seen some clips.
Okay.
Seen some clips. I was born in 79. So, I mean, in the 80s, they replayed.
Because they had this
stuff,
thing where they would all do, everybody would stand alongside, they'd have the parade, everybody doing their thing.
And the line?
Yes.
They'd come through the line.
Exactly.
Yes,
you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
So I always wanted to be like that.
Uh-huh.
But basically, what I found is all I do is pretty much grind my hips. People have said
that's a great start.
He's a teacher. Listen to the teacher.
A little bit of rhythm goes a good start.
I got to ask you one thing, though. When you remodeled, did you find any cool old stuff like behind a wall or anything?
Oh, yeah. There is some stuff. I mean, news clippings. And there's some historical cool stuff.
Oh,
pretty
neat.
Much all caretakers of the ballroom have kept some history. There's a lot of good stuff. It's pretty cool to look back, especially some of the things during the 20s, the
prohibition, all that stuff.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Love it.
The dance for kids. I'm talking 8th, 9th high school kids. They aren't comfortable. They don't want to get out and dance. If they don't have brothers and sisters they can practice with, you're the place. I think that gives people, we just had somebody come in talking about courage and confidence, and that helps.
Absolutely.
Very much. Yes.
All right, we're going to set our quick break. This is good stuff. We're going to have some entertainment coming up now too, right?
Right.
Yep, live entertainment.
You bet.
Outstanding. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. More families these days are asking for help with that. Clarissa Zemke is with a nonprofit called Family Pathways. She says tech accessories are in high demand.
Headphones are a big thing on pretty much every list from elementary on up. A lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Pencils and notebooks are always good donations. So are gym shoes and other clothes, since kids outgrow them quickly. The yellow brick road leads back to Oconomowoc once again. The city's Wizard of Oz celebration is in 2 weeks. A special screening on August 15th will commemorate the 85th anniversary of the beloved movie's world debut there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding voters to check to be sure that you have proper identification needed to vote in the fall primary election on August 13th. To see if a card meets the requirements, you can visit bringit.wi.gov. It's important to ride an ATV or UTV safely. 20 people have died in ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails. You can find out more information on riding recreational vehicles safely on the DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development. No word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's time for the groupiest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Up. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good good looking Friday morning. Once again, 70 degrees in Green Bay, 72 in Appleton, 70 degrees in Oshkosh. It is Friday, and if you're looking to beat the summer heat, come on down and check out one of downtown's absolute best atmospheres for indoor drinks and dining. Our great friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street, right here in downtown Green Bay. They are ready to serve you up a superb lunch or dinner, along with a cold beverage or cocktail. The menu highlights a variety of choices of their prime Angus beef burgers, artisan pressed paninis, or appetizers that feature their popular spinach artichoke wontons. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com. That's www.heightsgb.com. Proud sponsors of the Mino and Mayor live music series. We're going to be hearing some live music coming up in just a second. And we've got some people that are going to be doing it. Yes, we've got Eric Krieger and his lovely wife, Dana.
And just one thing more on Heights Pub. You went through that menu.
Well, they got a new menu starting on Tuesday.
Did you write that, John?
No, why? What?
Nothing. I was just... Nothing.
What did I mispronounce?
I don't know, John.
What did I mispronounce?
But they've got a new
Angus menu. Right? It's Angus and wonton.
Yes.
Paninis. Artesian. Artisan?
Yeah, but that's okay. Okay. They got a new, that's a great menu, but they're adding to it. They're kind of.
You could have told me that before. I embarrassed myself, Todd.
It still sounds delicious.
I did. On the 6th, they're upgrading their menu and adding some more things. And anyway, that's a great place. They're a sponsor of ours. We love them. We go there a lot. John drinks there a lot. So Ashley.
Every day, that's what I get. By the way, today is
Ashley's the one who is here.
National Beer Day.
Yeah.
National
Beer Day.
What was your first beer?
First beer that I ever had?
Yeah, you kind of got, you know.
How old were you?
Oh, no, don't tell us that.
They got the job done.
Don't tell us that.
It was definitely Hams.
Hams? Yeah,
that's
okay.
Cool. That's right.
I don't know if
and
I
it was delicious.
It might have been Blatt's.
Blatt's? There we go. Okay.
But I hope you were in high school, unlike some people who started in grade school.
I know one thing. Menasha girls don't wait till they're out of high school.
This one did.
Is that true?
There you go. Well, she's the dance.
I'm a rare breed, but yes.
All right. So, Dana, you and your husband own a dance studio in Hilbert. And before we went to break, we were talking about how it's not only fun, but it's a little bit of a confidence builder for...
Very much.
And you know what? We had a lady on here a few minutes ago. Yeah. And she runs a thing for girls. What's it called, Todd? Run with
Girls on the Run.
Girls on the Run. Yes. Sure. And it's the same type of thing. Taking these young girls and giving them confidence.
Absolutely.
And I know for a fact, because my daughter was in it big time, dance can give them confidence like you can't believe.
But yes. I can, for someone who went to a lot of dances, it can give boys confidence too.
Sure it can.
100%.
Absolutely.
Our son and daughter both dance with Dana.
Awesome.
And they're 8 and 10, and their confidence level, to your point, just shoot through the roof. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yep. And tell me, then, so you must... use your facility. You have both the dance studio as well as the ballroom for events and weddings, and you also are a talented musician.
Thank you. Talent is subjective, I think. But
while you're at the Mile of Music,
yes, absolutely.
And you've got to be. Yep. You got to write your original.
Yes,
and you got to be good to get into. I mean, Mile of Music. It's not like they don't get anybody down there. That place is crazy packed.
And they can pick and choose.
They can pick and choose. So I just congratulate you for being down there last night.
Thank you so much.
At 10 yesterday. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was great. Unfortunately, our second show got rained out, but the first one was fantastic. But it's going all weekend.
Right.
It's in the 11th year. It started in 2013. Yeah. I've been lucky enough to play every year with my various projects and bands and things like that. So.
That was a Corey Chisel thing, right?
Corey had a hand in starting it with a gentleman by the name of Dave Willems and Willems Marketing, who still runs it to this day.
Cool.
His whole team is fantastic. The talent booking, the volunteers, the sponsors, like everything that goes into it to have, you know, 700 performances or whatever it is on 40 venues downtown Appleton. It's literally breathtaking.
That's awesome.
You have to really appreciate it. You have to stand on stage and look down that road.
Oh, yeah.
I've introed it's lots and lots of bands. And I forget who we're introing at the time. And it's like, wow, I can't believe this.
Yeah,
how many people?
It's just a sea of people and going in and out of venues. And
volunteers
work
so hard.
They do.
Yes. They do.
And the sound people and obviously the artists too. And they're coming from all around the world. I mean, we got to see the first songs show on Wednesday. There's somebody from Australia. They're fantastic. I mean, it's just levels of talent.
And one of the qualifiers, besides being really good, is it's original music.
Correct. Yep. So you have to have 50 minutes of original material for each set that you do. And yeah, I mean, it's a captive audience. They're people who are listening. They want to hear your art and what you've created.
And
you just don't seem to have a voice that you'd be a very good singer.
You know, I mean, you got to keep coffee.
I'd be in radio, hams. But I wouldn't be sitting here next to you, Jim, if I had a voice like that.
You're right.
You got such a smooth voice.
It's going to be fun to listen to you sing.
I bet on the phone, I could see him like back there. Hey, oh, yeah.
That's my DJ voice for the Crystal Ballroom.
It works. Tell me about writing your music. I'm always interested in the artist side of.
Yeah, I mean, it's inspiration from anything. It could be my wife, my children. It could be, you know, the rain outside, which happened last night and canceled one of my shows. I'm going to write a song about that. It could be anything, literally. And if I have a melody that pops in my head, I typically find words that go along with it. Sometimes I hum until I find the right word or phrase, and the next thing you know, it's a song.
I got to ask you a question about that, because there's country singers say the same thing. They come up with the melody or the tune before the words. I find that seems like it's backwards, but it's not, huh?
Yeah, well, some people do it. Some people write like a page and go, you know what? I'm going to write music to this. I just can't do it.
Okay.
But the country adage is three chords and the truth. That's what they say. All of a sudden, they just start writing something that comes to them, and they're telling the truth about it. Usually, it's a pickup truck and a dog and an ex-wife or something.
PBR.
Yeah.
That is the storytelling in country. And, you know, if you want a happy one, you should play the record backwards, you know, because I always end up with divorce.
Can I just say one thing about don't do this to young boys in your dance class? Don't make them practice with a girl to Hey Jude. Because that was a song at the youth center, Nagani Youth Center, in the eighth grade, and you finally get up that courage to dance with that girl. Uh-huh. And amazingly, she says, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's slow dancing, which anybody can do. And then when it goes to, you don't know
what I do now.
What do you do?
What are you going to break away? You break away and you start.
You just start like swaying.
You're right.
Faster. What do you do?
You look around.
Yeah.
Definitely try to avoid songs that have those kinds of changes through them so that people can stay consistent.
But if you'd taken lessons from Dana, you would have been like, no, I'm going to shift gears.
Oh, absolutely. I'd prepare you entirely.
So that was my junior high nightmare. College, the worst one is Last Dance. That one goes a lot faster.
Yeah,
you're thinking, oh,
that one we teach you the hustle and you'd be ready to run.
Yeah.
There you go. See?
I got some nightmare visions in my head. Ready to sing?
All right, let's hear a song from. We're going to hear a couple songs, but before we go to break here, this is something you wrote.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell us a little?
Eric Krieger.
Yeah. So I've got a solo album called Shed Songs, and this is going to be a song off of that. Eric W. Krieger songs.bandcamp.com. Original music is what I do. And play a song called Dead Reckoning. It's track 2 off the new record.
As the days go by, you try to find your way. You know, it's harder than you think. You're looking for the sign you should have seen before. You know, it's almost at the brink. How long can we run? Waited for the starting gun. Direction seems to lead you to a wall. You know, it's harder than you think. And you're winding through the curves. You're following as close as you can. With every lesson that you've learned, knowledge you can understand. Understand. Well, it's harder than you think. So much harder than you think.
Nice.
Wow. That's nice. That's great.
Thank you very much.
What a great voice.
Appreciate it.
Damn. Did you hear me sing Happy Birthdays here at Everett?
It's off. We're getting a sponsor to not sing.
Thank
it.
You.
So that's we get a sponsor for you to sing, Johnny. Anyway, harder than you think. That were you like struggling at that time in your life?
Well, I mean, song is about perseverance,
right,
and change. And I think, you know, there's so much noise in the world. Obviously, you know, we don't have to get political or whatever, but like it could be, you know, whether, you know, you don't have enough money to go out to eat or whatever, like any adversity that you have. And my point of that is you know what? Some things are hard, but if you keep trying, you do the best you can. I mean, the world just needs to be cool. That's the bottom line, is the simplest terms. Don't overthink things. Get up every day. Try to be a good person.
Gratitude list.
And sometimes it's hard, but you know what? You do the best you can every day.
Nice.
And you're gonna make
great.
It.
That's great. Do you help your husband write music,
Dana?
Or sing?
Dana? I may have contributed to some of his adversity, but...
Oh, no, no, that is not
true. Inspiration?
Yes. I was the inspiration for Harder Than You Think.
A quick...
No comment.
No, a quick line of credit to her. The first song on the record is actually piano-based, and I'm not a piano player. I'm a guitar player by trade. And I was monkeying around on our kid's piano, and... You know, it was during COVID and, you know, I was trying to learn the thing because, you know, what else did I have to do? And she heard me plunking around and I had this riff going and she came downstairs and said, whatever that is, keep doing that. And next thing you know, I mean, 20 minutes later, I had a song and it ended up being the first song on the record. So,
wow. Thank you. Now that's inspiration.
Absolutely.
Right? And then, encouragement.
And then 20 years
instead
together,
of stop that noise.
Right. Again, what are you doing again?
No, I try to get him to play more often around the house.
Is that garage cleaned? Yeah. Is that garage cleaned?
Can you cut the lawn, please?
Right.
Weed whack, anything, yeah. Please.
Where else do you play? Do you perform at your own venue?
So one of the projects I'm in is called A Town Unplugged, and that's a cover band. So that's the material that we don't write. And we have played twice at the venue now, actually coinciding with a ballroom dance event called Barroom for Ballrooms.
Wow.
Where you teach, like the whole idea is we have instructors from Valley Social Dance Studio in Appleton who came and did a lesson to get people familiar with dancing to a live band versus a DJ, because some social ballroom dancers are just used to hearing a CD or a record play and they know Nat King Cole or they know Frank Sinatra or whatever
like
that is.
You mentioned the changes of tempos and songs you're not familiar with.
Yep. So the whole idea of A-Town Unplugged is we have such a wide variety of music that we play, like Seals and Crofts songs, and then we'll play, you know, I don't know, Steely Dan and all these sorts of things. And they were the ones that can say, you know, that's, you can actually waltz to this.
Wow.
And you can East Coast swing to that. So we had 100 people in there both times. And I mean, they're all having a fantastic time. And, you know, of course, it you know, feeds both of my sides of my soul where I can play my music, well, other people's music in that case, but, and then have the dance studio as well going and showing that off in the ballroom. So
what
really
a great thing you put together.
Really,
this is fantastic.
Is,
no
that,
lie.
That's very you. Cool.
This is
that's
really, awesome. Cool. Really original.
Yeah,
it's one of our most popular events, and we've only had two. We've had a lot of requests for more.
Yeah,
so.
And that's great.
You talk about that East Coast swing, and I talked about here. I'm talking about the confidence of these young kids, you know, in grade school, early high school to dance. May happen with us adults too at weddings and
absolutely.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
definitely.
Yeah.
We get a lot of folks come out to the ballroom because they're specifically looking to get ready for the weddings that
right.
they're
wow.
going to.
Absolutely.
And,
last
yeah.
Friday night specifically, there was a couple.
That was actually
that
a couple getting married that were practicing their first dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah,
that's
it's a great really spot is. To come out and practice your moves.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. You were talking about.
You should dust off the old dancing shoes. Get out there, Jim.
I'm telling you. Do it.
I took tap.
Perfect.
Oh, no way.
That's hard.
Excellent.
Do you teach that?
I do. I do.
Oh,
okay. I will agree. It's one of the hardest genres.
I did. It looks awesome, though, doesn't it?
It does.
And, but that was hard. My daughter did great. I went with her. It was like a father-daughter thing.
Oh, that's
fun. You spend time with your kids, and I was busy, and I was like, well, let's do tap together.
Perfect.
But she's good.
Awesome.
I wasn't.
There's like a certain
but
rhythm.
But I bet
you
that
get.
Meant
oh,
the
man.
World. I'm well, sure that was
that.
Fantastic.
I can get that down. Anyway, back to your writing of music. Do you, and then is there some times where you just take something that's written and put the music to it?
Absolutely. Yep.
There's some money in that.
If you can find the right avenue to get it in the right hands, absolutely. Yes, there's money there.
Because kids that live in Nashville, and when you take the tour of the homes, not everybody is a stage name, a marquee name. It's a lot of these guys are writers.
They're writers, for sure. Yeah, man. So that's where the money is, I think, in Nashville specifically.
Yeah.
And
well, you get one big hit, it's amazing.
Right.
Who can take it?
What's called
right?
residential? Yep. Not residentials. Residuals.
Yep. Residuals, yeah. The rest of us are powered through the live music.
But. All right.
We're taking the residential on the...
I'm your music expert here.
On the artisan sandwich.
We'll be back with more Dana and Eric Krieger. Stay with us. You're listening. listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday on WGBW and WISS and, of course, the Civic Media app. This is the Heights Pub and Parlor entertainment segment. Stop on down at the Heights Pub and Parlor this weekend. It's going to be hot, hot, hot down here. Stop on down for a cold beverage. We've got Eric and Dana Krieger, owners of the Crystal and Revel. I'm struggling with these words. What's wrong with
the
me?
The Crystal Ballroom is...
Crystal Ball, go ahead.
And we have,
Jim.
Let's just say the Northland Hotel, which was restored to the tune of $38 million, has a Crystal Ballroom that has people been married in there. It's just a great, great room. So the name in itself says it's a classy place.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It really is.
Is that where you had your retirement party?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I did. And in the lot, it was great. And thanks for coming in. You played at the Mile of Music yesterday.
Yes.
And you are an original artist.
Yep.
Tomorrow or tonight?
Well, tomorrow morning I'm playing Bike to the Beat, which is loosely affiliated with the Mile of Music. And that's all different stops throughout the valley. We're playing at the Wrightstown River Inn location. Right on the river. We play from 7:30 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. I play with my partner in crime, Marty Paschke, from Leading the Blind, is one of our other original projects.
That's where we took the boat up through the docks.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's
so
good
there's
place.
Stops in, De Pere, Kimberley, Little Chute, all over, and it's really neat.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of riders. It all benefits the Fox Communities Credit Union Foundation. So really neat. And then we also are doing a Mile of Music show on Monday. It's after the festival, but it's called Mile of Music Mondays, and that is at Basil's Pub in Appleton.
Great.
So,
You know, if we had bought that boat, like I suggested at the start of the year, Jim, we could have been doing this.
We would be dead because Johnny can't swim and I'm not a great swimmer. So,
I would learn how to motor boat, though.
Motorboat.
Oh, man. You are struggling today.
All right.
Hey,
play
us another piece of music, Whoa. Eric, that right. you wrote and Jeez, composed.
I'm starting to work up a sweat like you after eating that garlic chicken.
Yeah. Was that artisan or artesian garlic chicken?
Wow.
It was good. There you go.
Shots
Thank
fired.
You, Eric.
That's a tough crowd today, right. Tough crowd.
Go ahead.
You can tell she's married to Menasha, girl.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so this is a tune that we'll be playing both tomorrow at Bike to the Beat and then at Basil's on Monday. It's called Unsolved Mysteries. I play this with my solo band. It's called Eric W. Krieger and the Sheesh. And this is brand new. It's called Unsolved Mysteries.
Ankle deep in the waters rising. You could have swore that you heard the bell. Can it be a dream if you're not even sleeping? Hard to believe things you tell yourself. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe it was all inside your head. Maybe there's nothing at your door at all. A shot to the chest and your bones are breaking. could have swore that you heard that bell. Hard to believe things you tell yourself now. Hard to believe things you tell yourself. Maybe there's nothing wrong. Maybe it was all inside your head. Maybe there's nothing at your door at all. At all. Now you try to fly the only way you can. Then there's some things you will never understand. Then you try to let it all go. Take it back, take it.
All right.
There. Wow.
Thank you very much.
What a voice.
Yeah.
Damn.
The guy would have had a Pelador, he could have.
A what?
If the guy would have had a Pelador, he could have seen who was. Anyway, were you listening to the lyrics? You weren't. Okay.
I was trying to tie it back to one of our sponsors. Anyway, yes. that's
the story in there, that's not to worry about what's on the other side, right?
It's loosely inspired by, remember, Unsolved Mysteries, Robert Stack?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Used that's to scare Robert the Stack. Jesus out of me when I was a little man.
And he was awesome. Right.
And that's
kind of just tied that into the supernatural and the paranormal and, you know, the unknown. I'm very inspired by things that I don't know about, like outer space. I mean, that's pretty cool. So
yes.
Things of that nature.
Well, to wrap it up here, give yourselves a big plug right now,
dance-wise
and music-wise. Yeah. Yep.
Well, sure. Please check out reveldanceacademy.com for any of your youth dance interests, and thecrystalwisconsin.com for any of our adult dance interests, ballroom, also weddings and other events.
Yep. EricWKriegerSongs.bandcamp.com on Facebook. We got leadingtheblindrock.com, Aton Unplugged on Facebook. A whole host of others. You can find it all there. We're streaming on Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff too. So
Todd's playing this song.
There it is. Dude.
Excellent.
I'm going to have nightmares
taking me
now.
Right back.
You guys are awesome. Eric this and Dana, great. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love when people revive, or you guys didn't have to revive it totally, but I love when people pay homage and still use great old structures. Jim and I talk about this
a lot.
All the time.
Appreciate
I just think it's great. It would have been easy for somebody to knock that whole thing down.
Absolutely. We want to keep it going for generations to come.
We appreciate the historical nature.
Really
we want to keep that alive.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's going to be a fun weekend in Northeast Wisconsin, right? Yep.
Mile of Music. Make sure you guys go out there. Yep. It's just unbelievable. You'll find your next favorite band. I guarantee it.
Fridays on the Fox is here in Green Bay. Yeah. We've got stuff all over Oshkosh. They've always got it going on there. Yeah. Some events going on there.
For parking, is it still like you park in people's yards, basically, where they let you park in their driveway? Because that's the one thing. There's not a lot with that many people.
Yeah,
parking
is a premium. You got to get creative. Find the ramps number one.
Right.
But then neighborhoods.
Don't be afraid
and
of the ramps.
Walk in. Yeah, walk wherever you can. And the cool thing, it's walkable. It's the whole avenue. And then it's north and south, the blocks too. So like down in the flats by the river. I mean, there's so much different stuff going on. It's like literally like a mile and a half of just walking.
And then we got Packer Family Night, too, great to get the kids out for.
Go Pack Go, baby.
Yeah, and it's sold out, but there's still
and
some.
And 41 Crossroads in Oshkosh this weekend.
Oh, that's a huge event.
So much stuff.
That used to be country music, and they've really upgraded that. They got some great package seating. And
digging the country music, come dance with us tonight for line dancing.
I will be there.
And polka tonight. Tomorrow.
And polka tomorrow. Polka tomorrow.
Can I be your polka announcer?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Polka. We got Eric and Dana out here.
All right, just wait.
Hey, Margie, get the old man out there. Look at him there for the crater. Get him out there and cut up a rug there, Margie. You betcha. You don't look a day over 18 when I knew you back in 50. 7 there, Margie. You keep it rocking. Yes. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Smino
and the Bear. Happy Beer Day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll welcome Batman, Matt Rothschild, our good friend, and we'll air the grievances. You're going to want to listen. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.